From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, we've got a trend here, and the numbers this morning in the dairy world are material, aren't they? I mean, they're significant drops.
Yeah, so a bit of a surprise here, I think, this morning. I think this is a weaker than expected outcome in the global dairy trade auction. A little bit of context here, actually, as well, which actually sort of exacerbates the issue. That's Fonterra actually trimmed or indicated that they're going to trim the volume of whole milk powder that's expecting to tender through the global dairy trade auction process over the rest of the year. I mean, it's not a material amount. They're only talking, I think, 9,240 tonnes between August and January 22. But, you know, they've reduced the volume on offer and actually the price has fallen. Now, what have we seen? The headline global dairy trade index fell by 3.6%. Now, the headline index started climbing in late November or late 2020 in November. It peaked in early March. And we saw a 3.8% fall in early March this year. This is the largest fall since then. And I suppose looking at it now, Mike, we've seen small falls every auction since April. And now it does look like a trend with the beauty of the passage of time and the clarity of hindsight, of course. If I look at the categories, butter, buttermilk powder, cheddar, and the two main commodities, skim milk powder down 7%, whole milk powder down 3%. Just concentrating on that whole milk powder, look back over the last 5 years. You know, the average price in US dollars per metric ton jumped through that $3,500 per metric ton in February and went to sort of just over $4,300. So it was a big jump. Now it's back to $3,864. I would say the weakness is more evident in the forward contracts, those contracts settling later this year. I don't think the panic button will be pressed, Mike, but, you know, price is still very high in historic comparison, but maybe that February high was just that. It was the high.
Interesting times. Now, listen, this business opinion thing fascinates me because you can't. Apparently, you cannot find labour for love nor money. Yet, despite that, there's some real optimism there.
Fascinating outcome. Look, been talking about this for a while now, haven't we? We've been talking about inflation and price pressures because we've been seeing this through the high-frequency business surveys, ANZ Business Outlook, Westpac, McDermott, Miller surveys. But the Reserve Bank pays particular attention to the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research quarterly survey of business opinion released yesterday. And the background here is that the Reserve Banks, we've got that review of monetary policy next week. Now, the QSBO has confirmed in very firm fashion the warning signs that we have been talking about in those other business surveys, and it confirms real labour market capacity pressures. Yes, a sharp improvement in business confidence and demand. 10% of respondents now expect an improvement in the economic outlook. That was at -8, so a pretty significant turnaround there. Firms' own trading activity outlook, 26% now reporting increased demand. And here's the real kicker. 69% of businesses report increased difficulty in finding skilled labour. And amongst, if we look at all the other labour and employment related questions, this is the most acute labour issues in the whole history of the QSBO. That 69% reporting difficulty, to put that in some perspective, that question was first asked in 1975.
Wow.
That's the highest it's ever been. So real build-up in capacity pressures, increase in costs, increase in prices, leads to inflationary pressures. 39% of businesses reported increasing prices in the June quarter, 52% intend to. That's the highest reading in that space since 1986. If you look at retail as a separate item, they're even higher. So the thing is, Mike, what are the two pillars of the RBNZ mandate? Inflation and employment, both looking very strong. So I reckon, I said the other day the drums were beating about this OCR issue. Well, that message, I reckon, is now reaching a crescendo, Mike, a tumultuous, clamorous cacophony of calls for the official cash rate to be raised as early as November. But we'll find out what they're thinking next week on the 14th.
All right, what are the numbers?
A little bit of weakness in the US markets. The Institute of Supply Managers Index for June, a little bit lower than expected. The Dow Jones, 34,510, down 276 points. That's about 0.8%. The S&P 500, 4,333, down 19. The NASDAQ, however, only down 4 points, 14,634. The FTSE 100, 7,100, lost 64 overnight. The Nikkei, up 45, 28,643. Shanghai Composite down 4, 3530. The ASX 200 lost 53 points yesterday, closing at 7261, 0.73%. And the NZX 50 also lost 53 points, down 40. 0.42%, closing at 12,758 currencies, 0.7017 US, 0.9361 Aussie, 0.5934 euro, 0.5085 pounds, 77.64 yen. Gold, $1,795.26, and a bit of sanity returning to the oil market, down $74.64.
Have a good one, mate. jmiwealth.co.nz.